It's a TV news exclusive and upstate office.
This report includes graphic content. Your discretion is advised.
Kyle Barris once sworn in to uphold the law. The 28-year-old former cop acknowledged he deliberately planted a suspect's ID and 22-caliber bullet in a backpack at a homicide scene.
CBS News has learned details tonight in the fatal shooting of a 6-year-old autistic on the scene.
That was not our best work. Bottom line, we can't hide it. We won't defend it. We can do much better than that. So even though these five officers have been terminated, the investigation is continuing. I've charged our internal affairs unit to track down every spider web, to track down every person who might have seen this video, and go out and contact retired supervisors and officers who are no longer part of the department. We want a full accounting of what happened so that we can continue to improve this department. I'm totally convinced that this department is a better department today than it was a year and a half ago. But obviously, we still have more work to do.
This mayor of the city, I'm 100% behind. The culture of the past was that police brutality was acceptable. In the present day, it is not acceptable. While I support the police officers using their amount of force necessary to execute an order, there's a fine line that they cannot cross. Once we cross that line, then the chief of his staff has to take appropriate action. I was asked to show you the last 45 seconds of this DVD, but I'm okay. You will have to watch it over. I had been doing it, had been doing it. Because what you're going to see is a man who is doing whatever, breaking the law and laying the Birmingham Police Department, shutting up the department, all on probably a 45-50 mile run throughout the city. The police officer showed exceptional restraint. I'm not going to allow him to run that far, endangering that particular body. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. And exemplary work was done up to the last 11 seconds. And it's that 11 seconds that we will not tolerate in this city.
The suspect died on the scene. Toxicology reports reveal he had alcohol and marijuana in his system.
It's the duty of every citizen to expound his views or her views of what goes on in the world. If more of them expounded their views about conditions in the world, less chaotic conditions would exist.